Hello and good evening. This is a premier broadcast of the Ron Ametron Healing Show. Tonight's program is about the ascension of light and related subjects. I'm Kathy, the co-host for tonight, Wednesday, November 7th, 2012, 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time. Our host is Master Healer Teacher Ron Ametron, and he is standing by. Listeners who are already members of the Contact Talk Radio Network are welcome to join in on the comments and questions in the chat room. If you are new, just go to sign up to have access to the chat room and click on the big red square that says Listen Now from the home page or the host page to get volume. Our helpful moderator, Cindy, will be there to greet you. First, let me take a moment to give a little background and a proper introduction to Ron Ametron. I first encountered Ron on an internet broadcast almost 2 years ago, and I've been listening to him and learning ever since. Ron has dedicated his life purpose to delivering his message as the ambassador to the creation lightship. The wisdom and vast knowledge that Ron provides is over, above, and beyond anything and anyone I've ever heard in my search for universal truth, healing, and wisdom. Since learning of Ron and the creation lightship, several aspects of my life have improved, and I feel connected within myself, even though I thought I already was. Tonight, Ron will discuss a subject that is vitally important to our future and the future of the planet. It is called the ascension of light, of which Ron Ametron is the expert. The ascension of light may also be known by other names, such as the rapture, or expectations of the second coming of Jesus, for example. However, there is much more to know. In this broadcast, Ron will make it clear as to what the ascension is, when and why it will happen, how it will happen, and who is the ascension for. You may now be wondering, how is it that Ron is an expert on ascension, and how am I so sure he's right? Well, at first, I didn't know what to think. It's different than what I was taught. For certain, I know in my heart that Ron and the Creation Lightship have made all the difference in my life, to say it simply. Ron has a host page on Contact Talk Radio that I will refer to throughout the broadcast. To find it, you can click on the line that says, The Ron Ametron Healing Show, on the Contact Talk Radio homepage. When you get to the host page, you will see Ron's photo. He's got two large parrots sitting on his shoulders, and below is his biography. Ron's host page also has links to his website, creationlightship.com, which holds a wealth of valuable information, including his interactive online healings that are available 24/7. At half past the hour, Ron will be providing two special healings today and on each broadcast at the same time. So maybe our producer, Kiara, can give us the high five sign when it's almost half past the hour. Okay? So now that we are better acquainted, let's get Ron on the mic. Hi, Ron. It's a real pleasure to be on Contact Talk Radio with you tonight. Before we get to the subject of ascension, please tell the audience about yourself. I'm looking at your Contact Talk Radio host page right now, and I'm reading about you where it says right there that you are a light being. Can you please tell us what that means and what your purpose is as a light being?
Okay, it gets to be not really too complicated, but most people don't understand what a light being is. They have heard the word many times, and some people even think that they are a light being. So I'll just start off with what a light being is. A light being is a spirit energy that normally never incarnates, or very, very seldom ever incarnates into a say a planet like this one here, or any planet in the light. This planet was created from light. using the word loosely, I guess, the ascended masters that people talk about were light beings, and they came into a physical body, maybe for an hour or two or a couple of years, even though the body has been here for a long, long time. So we'll just talk about one being that we will call Saint Germain. And people know about Saint Germain, and they think he's possibly a light being because he is a saint. And he had special gifts. So that particular being had a light being, a physical body had a light being in just for a short time. As I look at that, I would say probably about 5 years. I could be not exactly right as far as the total time, but 5 years feels about right to me. And so the body was prepared probably specially for that light being to come in. Then after that, I just had a regular human life. The body of Jesus was prepared, and light beings, more than one, came into the body of Jesus to do his work here for ascension 2,000 years ago. So for myself, this is actually my first incarnation here for, on this planet since about 3,000 years ago. At that time, I was in a person that lived here, I believe, which was Lady Nada. I was also in the body of Jesus 2,000 years ago, but I wasn't born into that body, so there's a difference. In Lady Nada, I think I was born into the body at birth for a short amount of time. But for Jesus, I was in there, and I came in at his physical age of 7, and my role in that body was to do all the healings that was performed by him throughout his lifetime. I don't know if I had much communication. The other light being that was in the body of Jesus, known to us today, was Princess Diana. So her spirit, as a light being, came into that physical body, and she is known, as everybody realizes and thinks about her, as a person that brought forth the energy for everybody of compassion. So mine in his body was for healing. So light beings do not incarnate because they don't need to. They come every once in a while to move forth humanity, to try to direct humanity in a certain way. For myself, I don't have any or very little cellular memory in my body. My DNA has been basically deactivated, so I can do healing, much like Jesus did. And that's what you would call Bible terms the Immaculate Conception, which means that everything is taken out of the body. All you need DNA for is basically to, create life forms. And from there, once the body is created, the DNA does have special codes in it to keep the body alive naturally, but most of them that you're dealing with in your life is coming up. And those are your learning experiences, learning lessons, because the body is full of judgment, which is the thoughts of your ancestors. So mine has been taken away. That's why I strongly recommend for most people to never become a healer, because the stored DNA in you is going to cause problems, and you may die of that. So for myself, I don't have that activated. I'm here to help people, and I do not live in your linear time reality as the time clock is moving. I live in source energy, and I bilocate instantly in and out of time. So I go from source energy, which is light, and I come into this reality, which I will call darkness, because mind energy has overtaken the light here. And so people think, and when you think, that creates the energy of judgment, and all the letters and words that are being used today are words that contain judgment, and these judgments are what you want to get out of your body. So the ascension process is just to get your body cleaned out. This is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago, which is to, for the people living back then, after he left here, there was no conduit of light to help people to empower their own spirit to release these energies. So basically, his mission was to help people release their densities, their judgments, their thoughts, to have their spirit reintegrate back into every cell of their body to do the ascension process 2,000 years ago. So I'm here to do the same thing. I can work with a few people at once or, you know, 500,000 people. Makes no difference. I just carry the light code from what I call the light ship now. It has nothing to do with aliens, has nothing to do with UFOs, anything like this. It's pure source energy, which is non-judgmental energy. And the light can never judge itself. If it did judge itself, then it would be darkness. So everything in light is perfection, and light is light. There's no different degrees of light. There's no spiritual hierarchy. Light is light, and that's the way light works. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy.
Thank you, Ron. As you can imagine, audience, there's a lot to know and tell about ascension, and we have the rest of the hour. Ron has me here to assist with covering each aspect of the topic slowly and simply to allow for understanding of all this information. As we go along, Ron, I will present a wide variety of frequently asked questions that I heard on your radio programs and at expos. So about the ascension, how can we prepare? Isn't being heart-centered enough? And why haven't we ascended before?
Okay, good question. So the New Age teachings talk about people becoming heart-centered. If you're not commanding your spirit to work with your physical body to eliminate the mind energy, then you're not ever heart-centered in light. You can be heart-centered in darkness. And since you live in duality here in this planet, concept here that we have now anyway is that your thoughts create your reality, which is mind control patterns and things like this here. And so this planet here works on the laws of cause and effect. In true light, there is really no such thing, but here we work with the law of cause and effect, and unfortunately that's what happens here. So being heart-centered is not enough to do the ascension process. Some people smile all the time and they think they're heart-centered, but they haven't released the judgment stored inside of their body to allow their spirit to integrate with the physical body. I find it humorous in a way, as I have seen many books on ascension. And actually, since ascension has been this buzzword for quite a long time in the New Age movement, we'll just say probably since the maybe 70s, a lot of people have heard it, think they know it all, because they have read a bunch of books on it, and they just think that you have to become peaceful, do good deeds for people, smile a lot, and that puts them into the role of ascension because they are choosing to do so, and then they are thinking that they are choosing to do the ascension because the mind is telling them this is what they need to do. So to become heart-centered, you must command your spirit. You have to get back to the basics here, the actual spiritual teachings, and using that word lightly, is to command your spirit for everything. Remember, everything that Jesus did for healing was a command. You have to command your spirit to do something. So just kind of think of yourself as getting all these thoughts every day, listening to songs on the radio, the news, people talking to you. Your spirit is listening to that. More than likely, it's probably getting very, very bored because it's a non-judgment, and it's waiting for you to connect with it. So it doesn't automatically listen to what you're doing. That's why you have to basically knock on its door, we'll say, ring the doorbell, wake it up because you're not talking to it probably ever, and you need a command to do something for you. And that's your light. The light is never outside of yourself. Anybody who draws something outside of themselves to them, through meditation, through trying to evoke more light to them, is bringing in the light of the darkness. And that's the false light that has kept you trapped here. Now, the only reason why you're listening to this program is because you did not ascend 2,000 years ago. And you probably haven't ascended for 50,000 years. And since ascension happens every 2,000 years, are you going to miss the 26th ascension point? So this is kind of your choice of what you want to do. And you have to clean out your body to have your spirit join your physical body, just like you were when you were young. The teachings of Jesus was you need to be like a child, we'll say, to enter into the kingdom. That's what that meant. You need to be out of judgment. So to become heart-centered, I'll do a little exercise for everybody that you can do yourself. And you just can't think about being heart-centered because then you're in the mental realm. Remember, this planet is controlled by the law of cause and effect. And the law of cause and effect, reality is that you use your thoughts. Well, your thoughts are judgment. That puts you further down the rat hole and keeps you further away from ascension. Whenever you judge anything, you're denouncing the light. You're separating yourself from true light because that's what you're choosing to do consciously. So we'll do a mind-to-heart drop that you can do yourself. So if you're a meditative type person, you meditate daily, whatever, you can just take that practice and say, I don't need to do it any longer, but you don't need to. This will take you probably 15 to 20 seconds to do. You can be fully conscious in your life. You don't need to sit with your legs crossed and arms in a certain position. Listen to some special music with headphones on or whatever. This works perfectly and will put you into your source energy, which is your spirit. So here we go. What you want to do is command your spirit to drop your thought that would be inside of your head, your consciousness of what you think with, which is judgment. Put them into your heart, and that is peace. That's where your spirit resides. So this is a very important thing to do. I would recommend doing it many times a day. If the whole planet were to do this, you know, for a week, everybody did it, we'll say every half an hour, this planet would be in peace. So here we go. You need to command your spirit to take your thoughts in your head, which is darkness, put them into your heart, which is non-judgment, and then you will not be able to think a negative or positive thought. And both of those thoughts are in duality, so they're just both just as bad. Here we go, dropping down. This you can do yourself. You must do it out loud, otherwise you're in the mental realm. You don't want to be in darkness. So dropping down, when I count from 10 to 1 backwards, you can actually feel the energy, and I'll stop at number 5 and think. You will feel your thoughts in your throat area. Here we go, dropping down, commanding your spirit to help you out with this. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Oh, start over again. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Okay. And think a thought. And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now you're in your heart center. And I'll do it a few more times here. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1. So think a thought right now, and you shouldn't have anything. Your spirit does not have a vocabulary in words of judgment. It doesn't know what it is. Your spirit does not know darkness. Not know mind energy, does not know thought, it just knows peace. And everyone on this planet is looking for peace. And this is where you find source energy, which is your spirit, never outside of yourself, and just stay there, and your body should be relaxing, and you will not have any thought. And when you're in this peace energy, then you're able just to understand more of what's really happening. But if you're trying to use judgment to figure something out in mind energy, it won't work for you. You can enhance it and do it more often, and then you're going to be able to function with your whole heart and body, we'll say, being in peace energy. And then your whole body is like the sounding board, and your whole body lives that way. That's where I live. I live in source energy continuously, and I don't know what is going on in the mental realms. I don't live in in the mental energy at all. I'm disconnected from that. So hopefully you're very peaceful now, and we'll turn it back over to Kathy.
Yes, Ron, I feel very peaceful. I have to say that mind heart drop is probably the one exercise and just simple thing that I learned from you that I can do anytime, anywhere. You know, of course, there's always more appropriate times than others. But I actually forgot what I was going to ask you next. But I did want to make the point that the mind-heart drop, I've done it a lot. I find that it really does get us off of the track that we're on. It does close down the chatter. It does feel good inside, like, oh, okay, it's me again. I'm here again. I'm back. And I don't know if you heard me saying it out loud with you, Ron, when you were counting, but that was a little bit difficult for me to learn to do because, you know, you have to kind of watch where you're at when you're counting out loud backwards and calling your spirit to you. But I've learned to find the right time and place to do that. Because as you said, it's very important to say it aloud. Otherwise, we get into the mental realm, if we say it silently, but then that will be where judgment and darkness lies. So, we don't want to do that. So it's important to remember that. And, it was a very good, easy, simple exercise to do at any time, anywhere, like maybe before, before encounters with people or when you first wake up, when you want to call your spirit back to you. Oh, that is just wonderful. Or I do it in the morning, for sure when I wake up and I call my body back to me. I command my spirit to me out loud. I do the mind heart drop. And then I also do the same thing at night before bedtime. And I ask my spirit to stay with me during the night. Try to talk to my spirit more often, like you said, so it doesn't wander off into darkness and leave me hanging here vulnerable to darkness. So thank you, and we'll probably be doing that mind-to-heart drop in each program since it does bring such peace and release of that emotional tension that we all carry so much of all the time. So now we're almost to the halfway mark, and that's where Ron is going to do two sample healings. He's going to provide one for the release of the emotional trauma brought on by hurricanes and storms, and another for clearing the effects of disturbing news in the media. Before you do those, Ron, I just want to ask you, will anyone who's listening to this replay, or like they call it on Contact Talk Radio, they call it podcast, will they also receive this healing or clearing?
Yes, the clearings that I do will work five times for anybody. So if I happen to do an emotional clearing and you heard five shows with a particular emotional clearing, it will work. The sixth one will no longer work because it is taking my energy, you know, from source energy out of me to do that. So I will allow it to work for five times. So we do clearings. If you wanted to hear, let's say, five different sample clearings or something, it will work for you. But the sixth one will not work. So let's do a clearing here. This is for the people that just more recently experienced the hurricane, and will take away the trauma energy from that from you. But you need to think of one situation. And the way the sample clearings work, as opposed to a whole lifetime clearing, the whole lifetime will take almost everything out of you for a particular issue or situation. So if you do an emotional whole lifetime clearing, it will take away your emotional energy that has bothered you and you keep recycling. On these samples, I'm just going to pick one particular page out of your tremendously thick book of life. And if you have anything more recent, like what just happened here in hurricanes, when we're talking about it, Sandy, but, you know, you maybe listen to this archive a couple of years from now and maybe a new one's coming, or you saw something on the news, you know that this could work for you. So here we go. This is just going to be what you're focusing on. So typically, you may want to look at in yourself where your highest trigger point is on the hurricane. Whatever you bring up, I'll clear. That could be a TV picture of something that they showed the hurricane coming. It could be some devastation that you saw in newsprint. It could be somebody talking. Maybe you got something in the media where somebody was crying, talking about losing their belongings or their house or a loved one. But whatever triggered you for the hurricane, I'm going to release from you. So you can become at neutral with that one particular event that you are focusing on. So think of it now, whatever that will be. And I'm going to clear that by counting to five. I could snap my finger and clear it, but some people like to feel the energy leave them. So I'll count to five. Here we go to release it. One, two, three, four, and five. And it should be gone from you. Look at it now, and you should feel more at ease, at peace. Like I'm looking at it, and my body's not trembling. I don't want to cry any longer. You know, I don't have a stomach ache, things like this here, because your body will hold the energy. And we'll just say that you don't have clearing at all, and maybe in 5 years from now you forgot about it. Well, the energy is still with you. And it's like a walking time bomb, and eventually that energy could possibly end your life because it's still stored in you, causing blockages. So this is why you want to have clearings. This is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. And the Bible talks about that, about he was clearing people from their sins, okay, which is their genetic programs of mind energy stored inside of them. And when you have densities in your body, judgment, your spirit cannot and will not come into you. So you have areas that have blockages because your spirit can't deal you. It doesn't know darkness. It won't come into darkness. And it will see darkness there and go, oh, I can't live there. And that's why humanity is in a state of affairs that it's in. So we just cleared an energy of the emotions for what you saw. I'll do a trauma release now. That's another type of clearing that we have on the website. Each one goes a little deeper, so think of another situation or even the same one. I'll clear trauma from you. Here we go. Releasing that. One, two, three, four, and five. And I'll do another clearing. Could be the same picture that you're seeing. I'll do a feeling clearing. You may have sadness. That would be one of your feelings. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. I'll do anxiety. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So let's look at the news media now. So think of somebody on the news media, on the TV, that is probably recycling, mind looping, we'll say, a situation. I saw that when I was back in New York, the same scenes over and over and over again. I could only see them briefly, you know, and turned off the TV because of that. A lot of people just keep tuned in, waiting to see something new, and they may get impregnated with that information that comes into their body, and you start storing it, and it gets driven into you each time somebody says something, and maybe those keywords become lodged into your body, or different keywords in the same speech pattern, and all of a sudden you become programmed, and now you're stuck with that energy forever. So think of one of those newscast people. It could be anything. Even could be a situation that may not have been with a hurricane. Maybe you saw maybe a car accident on TV or something. This would be like a news type of clearing, a media clearing. That's on the website too. And here we go. And if you're older, you may remember seeing scenes, possibly, which was out on the news for a long time when JFK got assassinated. They played the same footage. That's been quite a while ago, but you may have that also stuck in your memory. Each time you see it, you go back to to that timeline. Remember, everything is on timeline, and you're living on hundreds, if not thousands, of timelines. And each timeline is real, and it will take you right back to that timeline from the past, and you're going to be re-experiencing that situation over again. So think of one of those particular disturbing news events, and I'll clear that from you. Remember, it's your choice. I don't need to know what it is. We'll just clear it from you. So think of it now. I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, and five, and that's released. And think of another situation that you saw on, let's say the TV. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, another one. One, two, three, four, and five. So you should feel a little more peaceful. Some people don't feel energy whatsoever. They don't have a clue about what it is. A lot of people say they don't feel anything, which is perfectly normal. Some people just don't feel. Don't beat yourself up if you don't feel or if you're not psychic. Doesn't mean anything. Don't think that you're less spiritual. It has nothing to do with that. Just know that, you know, what you have is what you have as far as your gifts or whatever. And never beat yourself up because somebody else may have something that you don't. So what you want to do is just take your own energies, what you have, and just use them for living life here the best that you possibly can. So back to you, Kathy.
Thanks for those clearings, Ron. It's just amazing that they work instantly and also as well as on the replay. Up to five times, you said, and then we can always be thinking of something that we want to have cleared while we listen. You cleared anxiety, and that helped me a lot because I was anxious today getting ready for this program. It's new, and I was trying to plan it. And so now I feel a bit lighter also from all the clearings you did, like a relief just to have those energies off me. I realize now they were pretty heavy. Ron, will those clearings work for everyone, no matter what their belief, no matter what they were taught, and even if they didn't really understand it?
Yeah. Remember, you're dealing with mind energy. Light doesn't deal with mind. And so whether you believe it or not, the healings will work for you. You can do a clearing, a healing for anybody. You don't have to talk to them because your spirit is doing the healing for them. The mind energy is the problem. And somebody may be stubborn. Somebody might have a belief system of this, that, or the other. And with source energy, the source energy doesn't judge you. Doesn't care what you think. Like I said earlier, the reason why you're here is because you and your ancestors chose darkness, which is mind energy, to think with. And when you judge something, then you're thinking. And that's why you're listening to this program, because your ancestors kept you here. Remember, you're living the life of those lifetimes inside of your body. So you are your ancestors. So the problem is that they would have cleaned themselves out before they conceived you, going back 2,000 years. So each time a fetus was created, if they would have cleaned themselves out before, then that person that was born would be more pure than the parent. And they would have less emotional situations or traumas that passed on from the ancestors. And I'm sure that probably most people listening, if you ask your parents, "Hey, Mom and Dad, did you work on yourself before you had me? Did you get rid of your judgment? Did you take those passed down habits that your parents gave you, that's ingrained in you now that they have? Did you clear those?" They'd say, "What are you talking about? We just maybe wanted to have a child, and they had one, or maybe, you were a child that was just created from a situation." But they didn't do any work on themselves, more than likely, to cleaned themselves out, so they were not passing on their judgments, their guns, their situations of their life, their dramas and traumas to you. You have their stuff along with their parents going back to the get-go. And so ideally, the ideal parent would be the one that would probably conceive a child at later life, because they would probably work, let's just say, 60 years on themselves before they had a child. And then that child would be brought here with less judgment than what they came in with. And if you keep doing that, then you're ready for ascension. Person's born, and wow, that's the person would say, wow, I can go into my body anytime. I don't have any judgment. I live in peace all the time, and I'm ready to do the ascension. So this is what Jesus was doing and teaching 2,000 years ago to the people that lived. So, as of where we are now, you know, ask yourself, if you have a child, did you work on yourself? And did you pass on your traits and your habits and your addictions and your thoughts to them? Of course. You know, if you worked on yourself before you had a child and you're 60 years of age listening here, congratulations. But I'd say very few people have ever done that. So, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, so you're saying that the ascension process didn't happen for any of us because we inherited the judgments from our ancestors, and we probably pass them on as well because we didn't clear ourselves, and we probably didn't know how or forgot to, and so now we're here, and you're here to teach us about this opportunity to ascend. So that's just terrific, but still, how would we clear? Just continually do the mind-to-heart drop, or like you were suggesting, be in touch with our judgments and let them go?
The mind-to-heart drop only will put you in peace in the moment. It has nothing to do with clearing out your body. Your body has stored judgment in its DNA, in your cellular memory. It's there. It gets recycled. It's your trigger point, all this. So you want to get that cleaned out of you. So just being at peace is not going to have you ascend, because your spirit is not going to be able to come into your body. So you have to clean out the active DNA that has stored judgment, and my website has a lot of clearings on it to help you out. First clearing to do is your whole lifetime emotional clearing, and get on the website and do it. It takes about 15 minutes. Clear your whole lifetime, and it's done. Then get the unlimited version as an option so that you can stay current, so that you're not activating the stored judgment in your DNA that hasn't resurfaced yet. People will bring it forward with their issues, which will activate your hidden issues in you that you know nothing about, and then you're working on a new issue. So that's kind of the way that works. So yeah, just doing the mind of heart drop is not going to have you ascend. There's basically two ways for the ascension to work. One is to have your spirit off this planet, and the other one is to have your spirit join your physical body to have your body leave here. So if you look at your body as the culmination of all of its lifetimes here, and it looks the way it does, your body is pretty tired of being here. Just think of how many lives you probably have in the body. So if you've been here for 50,000 years, that's a lot of bodies. And it all boils down to the way you look right now. So your body is exhausted, and it does not want to be here. A lot of people don't honor their body. They use the mind energy, an idea, they push the body to do all kinds of things. The body will do it. It's that loving and forgiving to, you know, basically kill itself for you, which is what it's actually doing. And it'll keep going along, but a lot of people still want to honor their body. So you can leave with your body if you choose to by cleaning out the density. If you can't do that, then by all means, work on your spirit. And one way to get out of here for sure a guaranteed way to get out is to do the spirit barcode release, because this is put on you by the darkness energy. And we can talk about that in other shows. I can go in all different directions with the consciousness that's here providing darkness. And everything external to yourself would be darkness, because light is only with you. Like I said, you can never bring more light to you. The worst thing that happened on this planet, unfortunately, more recently, is the situation. I think it was, 86, when they had the harmonic convergence, where people were praying outside of themselves to energies outside of themselves to bring in peace energy here, so to speak. Because the poor earth spirit and consciousness here of people were not in alignment with source energy. Well, that's the big judgment. And by doing so, they opened up vortexes and stargates and things for things to come in here, unfortunately, that are not of the light. So that's why I say you don't want to really think. So if you don't want to have anything happening to you outside of yourself coming in, then the most obvious thing is not to think. I don't think. So that's what you want to do, is just become peaceful. Don't think. When you think, you're in duality, then you're in cause and effect, and the cause and effect energy will give you the emotional roller coaster ride, and then you're in darkness. Source energy never created emotion. So back to you, Kathy.
Ron, I really think a lot of people would like to not have to think, and also would like to get off that emotional roller coaster ride. So I'd like to hear more about the ascension and its process. What is it, and who is it for, and where do we go? What happens when we ascend, when the ascension comes?
Okay, basically what happens, there is no really given date for ascension. When the light chooses to turn itself off to all of its creations. Remember, your body has a certain frequency that the spirit that made your body, and this is a little hard to describe, because you actually have two spirits with you. You have the spirit consciousness of your body, and the other part is a spirit that comes into your body that looks out of your eyes. And so both of these have the availability to have the ascension done. So everything that has a spirit created from light will ascend if the densities are taken away. So source energy turns off like the main big power plant switch to all of its creations that it created from spiritual blueprints, which are living in the universe of light. That is all turned off. At that point, there is no life anywhere, which means that everything is basically turned back into source energy as a blueprint. A lot of people think that they can be with their family members and their dog and their cat at ascension. Well, when that happens, those are just strictly emotion. So when you have the ascension, you will not know or understand anything that happened in this lifetime. And all previous lifetimes. Here you have that process, because the darkness keeps you stuck here on this prison planet, and you think that you have to keep doing more and more things to become enlightened. Well, when the ascension time happens, the universe of light, the light ship, we'll call it, source energy, there's other words that people could use. Some people will get into words that are from the aliens and federations out there, et cetera, that they think is bringing in light here, et cetera. Well, all that is normally great information, but it's not true. So basically, when the light's turned off, the darkness cannot stick to it. The darkness goes to its dark side universe, where it should be anyway. And the darkness feeds off of your emotional energy. So that's the basic thing. It gets energies from your pain, from your traumas, and everything else, and it lives off of that. So when ascension time happens, the darkness cannot stick to anything that isn't here, and we're like the Earth is right now, there'd be like a void. You could possibly call it darkness, but then I'm using the same word to talk about the dark aliens, possibly the dark energies out there. The dark energies typically will not have a spirit or soul with them because they were not created by the light. But the darkness energies just stay in their own sandbox and live in their life and do whatever they choose to do and not come into the territory of light, which is what they have done to invade this planet, bring in mind energy. If they stayed there, we would not be dealing with what we're having today with the dramas and traumas, because everybody would not be in their head thinking and reading books and being connected to key codes and mind looping patterns, all different types of things that the mind energy produces. So the main thing is that light is light, and when the ascension time happens, everything that is created from the light goes back, in a sense, to the light. Not necessarily to source energy, but it does go to the realm of light, and then they are at free will, free choice to go to where they choose to go, to the spirit. And if you're able to clean out your body enough, then your spirit that's with you right now could materialize a physical body that you have now in perfect health and go to where the earth spirit that has its energy in you to energize your body, and you can go to where it's choosing to go to. If not, then your physical body would just be a blueprint, and your spirit now is free to find another blueprint to energize and go into the universe of light. And that's what ascension is. So you have two choices: your spirit leaving and your spirit leaving with your body. If you do the work to clean out the densities inside of your physical body, so it could have the opportunity to ascend. And that's what it is. Thinking good thoughts, you know, having a good belief system, that's all stuff that is of darkness, and that will never have you do the ascension process, because you're in mind energy. Your whole body needs to be released of stored judgment from your ancestors, and also what you have chosen to judge yourself in this lifetime. And that's basically the teachings of Jesus. It's very, very, very simple. And like I say, you just need one book with one page, which is Go Within. And everything else is going to lead you astray, to keep the mind busy, to find more information, to put you further down the rat hole and separating you from source energy. So whenever you think, you're denouncing the light. Back to you, Kathy.
So it sounds like we, to ascend, in order to ascend, we need to be rather pure and also be able to take our bodies with us. We can take our bodies with us if we clear them out of densities. But now I'm wondering, the last time the ascension occurred 2,000 years ago, who ascended, if anyone?
Not too many people ascended. I really can't give you a number on it. I would say there was probably less than 1,500 people at that time ascending, okay? It could be way less than that, but there was not very many people ascending. And what happened was, when the universe of light was turned off, then in that same process, remember, you're living on timeline because you're living in the time-based reality of darkness, and all timelines are real. So these energies of darkness put you onto a timeline, and they fabricated for you a hologram, an illusion, much like we have here now on this planet. Well, other shows will talk about this here. But you were taken off to a cloned planet, living a life just like you did the day before. And ascension time happened, and the universe of light was not here. And when the universe of light got turned on again, the earth spirit, because most of humanity did not ascend, it chose to re-energize its old blueprint and bring the earth back. And then everybody was shuffled back onto the earth. You're not even realizing that ascension happened. And then you're here for another 2,000 years. times the Earth spirit is not going to energize this Earth planet. So if you don't do the ascension with your body, or you don't do it with your spirit, or both, you will be on a dark side planet in darkness. Because your body can only resonate to the Earth spirit energy. So you will be lost. Back to you, Kathy.
Well, thank you for that explanation. It seems like there's quite a lot to know, and I'd like to suggest to the listeners to look at Ron's post page, where he's posted the links to past presentations relating to ascension that we discussed today. He had an ascension panel at an expo and made a video out of it, and that's there. And there's two parts to that. And we'll keep that up probably the month of November as we continue to discuss the ascension process. So, Ron, we only have a few minutes left. And at this time, I wondered if you could explain the nice drawing of the light being. It says the creation lightship light being on your post page. For the new listeners, if you tell what that is and how it's used, and maybe even give us a demonstration of what you can do with it.
Okay, so on most of the clearings that we have on the website, we do have a light beam on the pages that you do clearings with. The light beam becomes activated, and so my energy goes into the website, and also goes into whatever I'm doing or people are doing on the website or wherever I am. So everything runs through me. So it comes from source energy into me, and then from there it will go into the light beam. So the light beam is your conduit as you look at it as it does clearing. So we'll just bring some energy into the light beam here, and you're going to watch it actually become three-dimensional. So I'll bring in the female light beam. There's three basic types. We have the female, the male, and the non-gender. So I'll bring the female in, and I'll just use the word stronger to increase the energy. You're going to watch it actually come to life. It'll become three-dimensional, and it'll typically have more colors. So here we go. One, two, that we're connected. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So our show is getting close to the end here.
Thanks, Ron. Yes, that light, my light being has such a glow to it.
Yeah.
And we really appreciate it, Ron. We've only got a few seconds left, but want to thank you for all you've done for us. We're so glad you're here. It helps me feel humanity can obtain some relief and begin to take our power back, knowing about your healings and clearings, and that you're here to intervene. We'll discuss more next week about ascension, and what else can I say, but thank you, Ron, for coming to the planet and all the work you do on our behalf to offer this wondrous ascension opportunity.
Okay, everybody, so we're going to teach you how to do the mind-to-heart drop. It's very, very simple, only takes about 20 seconds to do, and this you can do anytime you wish, but you must say it out loud or whisper it. And this will put you into peace energy instantly. So here's what you say out loud. Very simple. I now command my spirit. And then after you say that, then you say to take the thoughts in my head. And the next process would be to drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this energy moving from your head, will say, to your heart, and you can actually feel the energies drop down. So here we go. We want to say that together. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. Now you're in peace energy. I'll just say blessings and see you later. Bye, everyone.